Hey everyone, Michael Sparks here. This is the AM's Oil dealer training call, and it's Monday. What is Monday? It's the 7th of April, 2014, and I'm AM's Oil Regency Silver Direct Jobber, and this is our weekly dealer training call. And we're glad you're listening in. Thank you. We hope this information will help you in your AM's Oil business. First up tonight, I want to discuss a quick thing about the AM's Oil Dealer Training Series. Recently, they published a little booklet on diesel fuel fundamentals. This was available in the dealer zone for download. You could read this and learn more about diesel fuel and why it's important to use our fuel additives for long-term performance and longevity from your diesel engines. This document wasn't available in hard copy, so what I decided to do was to have it printed up in full color, saddle stitch, which means it looks just like one of the AM's Oil brochures, and full color. And I think it's a great, it's going to be a great tool to show our current customers and new customers that have diesel trucks and diesel engines why it's important to have an understanding of the fuel that they're putting in their vehicles, how the fuel is made, the quality, understanding what the sulfur and lubricity and what biodiesel is. It talks a little bit about fuel injection systems and common rail high-pressure systems, as well as the Huey injection system found on the Ford Power Strokes. And then it goes into concerns with the OEM, the different grades of diesel fuel, talks about deposits, cold weather problems, preventative maintenance, and then finally talks about fuel additives and what they do to help combat some of the issues that are with diesels. And so anyhow, I've got this printed out. I had 100 of them printed to get a good price. And they're available for dealers in our team, $3 a piece plus postage, and that's what it cost me to get them printed and have them shipped to my door. If you want one or 10 or 20, if I have to order more, my guy would be glad to print them up for me. So I'm taking it upon myself to use this as a great tool. I think it was designed to help dealers understand, but this thing is really more important than that, to help your customers understand why fuel additives are important for diesel engines. So just contact me offline. You can do that on email to order, and I'll be glad to get some sent to you if you just want one or five or ten or however many you think you need. Just even having a couple and putting them in front of your customers, I think will really help you sell more diesel fuel additives. Next up, we're about 5 weeks off from the kickoff to AM's Oil University. It's not too late to get registered. I've been to just about every one, and this is an investment in yourself, so it'll pay yourself back over many times over the next few years. So if you haven't decided to go yet, seriously think it's worth the investment. I guarantee it. We've talked about this on numerous shows. But I just want to tell everyone that we're set to go there, and it's going to be a good time. We're going to learn a lot. Tonight, the call is going to be about the subject of investing in your current customers and accounts. I was having a discussion with another direct jobber the other day, and we were talking about the cost of going and doing shows, finding new business. Most of us on the call are probably focused on finding new customers and growing our business. Doing shows or having an internet website or getting out in your local market face-to-face. And there is a cost associated with that prospecting and registering new accounts. But I wonder how many people think about how much they're investing in their current customers and what they're doing to help those current customers stay with you, buy more products, and refer you business. So if you give some thought to that and what that cost is, maybe making an investment of a certain percentage of how much that customer purchases with you back into that customer could be a smart idea for anybody's business. And I'm telling you now, I probably don't do enough of this as well, and that's why we're talking about it, because I think I need to do more of it, and I think that investing in our customers will pay back dividends, both in the relationships as well as referrals. I found this scary business statistics in one of my documents that we had pulled up, and I was going to list those out real quick. It says that 79% of all leads generated at trade shows aren't followed up. Only 3% of our mail is personal mail. So how do you feel when you walk in out to the mailbox and see a personal card addressed to you? Or your clients, they're no different. They're not getting personalized something that is targeted towards them. The average company loses 50% of its customers every 5 years, so the cost to replace those customers can be 6 to 7 times more expensive than keeping the customer. 5% increase in customer loyalty will yield a 20 to 80% to your bottom line profit. It's much wiser money on a customer retention than it is on acquisition. Of course, we still have to grow our businesses and find new customers, but just thinking about spending a little bit of money on a customer will increase that bottom line. For every month that we don't contact or communicate with a customer, we lose 10% of our influence. 82% of all homeowners can't tell you the name of their realtor after they bought their home more than 2 years ago. So that just goes to show you that people are not staying in touch with their customers. 95% of customers will purchase from a competitor even if you provide a better service on an impulse, which means they, you know, if they can, sometimes loyalty is not there, and trying to do your best to create customer loyalty, invest in that customer, you know, sometimes you just still can't sway them from buying our competitive broteller or whatever. But anyhow, after reading these stats, you can see investing in your current customers could really help build your business and make it stronger. And how do we go about doing this? In the past, we've talked about showing appreciation and so forth and doing that for our customers. But tonight, I want to talk about other types of investment and how you go about doing this with your AMSL business. Hopefully, everybody on the call tonight knows that you AMSOIL for retail on the shelf accounts has advertising co-op, in which a dealer can use these co-op credits as money to purchase literature and clothing items and promotional items for that customer. But couldn't a dealer use a similar program that they designed themselves for your commercial and catalog preferred customers? Let's say a commercial account spends $500 or $1,000 order with you. What if you took a small percentage of that commission you earned off of a $500 order and, you know, sent that customer a nice AMSOIL hat or clothing item or one of the promotional items that we have, the padfolios and duffel bags and umbrellas, you name it. We've got all kinds of cool little things in there. So what if you just said, let's just say 5% of your commission from each customer you put back into that customer and invest back into them, would you have a stronger customer over time? And I believe that would be a true statement. So think about that. You know, we have everything from shirts to keychains, stickers, literature, and so forth. And if you just think about, what if you had 100 of your customers out there wearing an AMSOIL hat or shirt, and they know it came from you, and you, they all know that you're their service and dealer, so when they've got the AMSOIL hat on, you have your AMSOIL hat on, and you've got 100 other people out there say, well, Michael Sparks is my AMSOIL dealer, you know, and here's his information. Because people are going to start asking, you know, hey, I've had people all the time just wear an AMSOIL shirt, are you a dealer? And if they're one of your customers, they'll say, no, I'm just a customer, but my dealer is Michael Sparks. So that might be something to think about. Many of us spend hundreds, if not thousands, on acquiring new businesses. Just this weekend, I set up at a trade show. It was 90 miles away, so I drove there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I calculated that out there and back. It was cheaper to stay home, so not in a hotel. So I drove 540 miles just this weekend, which is over probably about $140, $150 in fuel just to go get some new customers. Not saying quit finding new customers. It's very necessary in the expansion of your business, but just take a few moments and think about how you can retain the customers that you spent the money to obtain. And that's, I think, a lot of us have difficulty. You know, we sign these customers up at shows and getting them to buy and whatever. We got to invest in those customers. We got to get an investment that just doesn't start with, you know, going to the show and getting them registered. That investment's a long-term proposition. So with that, I talked to Carol Bell today, and I was telling her about what the show was going to be about, and we started discussing some of the things they've done in the past. And she agreed to give us some insight on the activities that worked for their business over the years. Carol, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, great, great. So I think you guys have been investing in your customers for a long, long time. Is that correct?
A long, long time. We've been doing that for a long time.
And go ahead.
Well, certainly one of the first things that you obviously ought to do is use your retail co-op, and that doesn't cost you anything, and it's certainly the customer has co-op that's built up over based on how much he orders, and so the more he orders, the more co-op he has, and so it lasts basically every time he orders, he gets co-op. And I think, doesn't it last a year, Michael? I think.
Yeah, it's a year from the date that they, that order was placed. So if they ordered on the 7th of April, next 7th of April, that money will disappear if it is not spent first. So
you
can accumulate those over 12 months and, you know, group orders together and, you know, buy nicer things if it builds up. You don't have to spend it right away.
And I'm assuming all your people know where to go to find how much that co-op credit is for each account, right?
Well, yeah, I don't know, but if they go into the dealer zone and they can go to click on the reports section,
right.
And if you have retail on the shelf accounts, it's called Retail Co-op Credit Summary, and it's towards the bottom on the left-hand side. You can click on that, and that will list every one of your retail on the shelf accounts and how much money that they have accumulated for use for literature and promotional items.
That's
and
right.
Some of this can be quite high, can it?
Yes, very high. Very high. I've got some that will actually call me to use it. I mean, the dealer has to take care of it. A customer can't do it except through you. So
yeah.
They have to call, and I have some that call and realize they have a lot and want to get some things. So most of them don't, though. Most of them don't think about it.
But one
of the things that we have done, besides just being sure our retail people get their co-op, is we have paid our own money to give co-op to commercial accounts, dealers, and PCs. And what you do there is just pick out the things you want to give them that are the G items you want to give them, and you decide that based on the kinds of things they're ordering. And then you have to pay for it with your credit card, but you can go to the dealer ordering and put in your orders that way with your credit card.
So you go and you send it just like if you were going to make an order for yourself, except you have that order shipped to them instead of having it shipped to you.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And you use your own credit card, and then you get to claim that as a business expense, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And the more they've ordered, the more we send them. I mean, the more, you know, we put more money into it, and we ship them things like caps, shirts, price lists, the product catalog, G290, appropriate brochures for whatever they're ordering. And you know, they're real happy with that.
Let's do the word of caution, I guess, just to make sure we don't want to have somebody do this and then get upset. So the customer gets this in the mail, we should probably notify them that we're sending them a little gift from us.
So that
they don't think that they were charged it.
That's true, because when we first started doing this, we would have customers call us and say, they'd be mad, and they'd say, I didn't order this. And we'd say, oh, I know you didn't. We ordered it and so for you, and we're paying for it. So that calms them down, and then they get used to that, and they realize you're doing it. But to them, it looks like maybe they were ordering it. So you have to be careful about that. And a lot of times what we have done is we print out, you when you do the order, you can print out what you've ordered. And if they have a fax number, you can fax it to them and say, you know, we're sending this to you for free. Thanks for ordering, and it's our gift back to you. If they don't have a fax number, you can mail it to them, just so that they know they're not having to pay for it.
Well, and you actually get an email return. If you do it on the dealer's own and do it, you get an email. So you can,
yes,
if you have email on your customers, a lot of them do nowadays that we're signing up, we can email them and say, hey, look, we just placed this order for you. Thanks for your business. Hope you enjoy the hat. Sometimes if you're sending shirts or clothing items, you probably have to ask what size they are, too.
Definitely. Many times. Talk with them before we send it so they know it's coming from us. You do. You have to get sizes. You want to get it right if you're going to send it to them, and it involves a size, a particular size.
Okay. How did you guys determine the amounts to send? What did you pull that up in, I guess, the dealer dashboard? You could use that, or you could use commission check statement, because I think that tells everybody who ordered and how much they spent with you. It'll list your account name and you know, so it comes up here. It says commercial, and it will tell you, look, I made a $51 check on this one here. A $223 check on this customer I'm looking at right now. So if I were to spend $20 on that guy, they might be extra happy and want to order some more oil from us.
Exactly. That's how we did it. Do it.
Good.
I'm behind on it since David's not here to help me with it, but I will get back on that because we have a whole list of them that have quite a bit now. So I got to get caught up.
There you go. Hey, now you said there's a couple items you send to every single customer, regardless of what else you send. Maybe people need to write that down. That was a what?
Yes.
Two items?
That's always a price list.
A G3500.
A G3500 or a GD8500 if they're in Canada.
Yeah.
And then we send a G290, the product catalog.
Okay. So they can always be abreast of the most current prices and the most current products that we have, and maybe they'll thumb through there and find something they like. Yeah.
Exactly, yes.
And orders over $20 of literature and clothing are free for free shipping. Is that right?
Right, and we always kept up with that, so we had free shipping.
Gotcha. And you don't have to do this every single month. You could do it quarterly or semi-annually once a year, I guess, right?
You could. We tried to do it every month, but probably it's better to do it every few months.
Yeah, and it's not because some people's orders aren't you know, if they order
$100,
that's not going to be a whole lot. You're not
No.
Be able to send them something, you know, $5. I guess you'd have to order 100 keychains and send them a keychain or something for $5.
Right.
You know, spend less than $5 on them or something.
Yes.
But you think that's a wise investment then, huh?
I really do. I think that over the years it has really paid off for us, and they appreciate it so much.
Okay. Great. How did you keep track of what you sent and who you sent it to and all that? Did you have some kind of system for that?
Yeah, we did. We we wrote it down. We wrote their account number and the name of their account, or their, if they're a dealer or PC, we wrote their name. And we put just little abbreviations about what they've mostly ordered. And then we would make the order and put down how much the order was for. And there's also a little number you get with each order, and we put that down. And so
okay.
We've got pages and pages and pages of them that we've kept.
But nowadays you could do that electronically, though. You
yeah,
could create a file on somebody, I guess Excel. You could say, customer thank you or customer investment spreadsheet, and you can put their account number in there, and
right.
And then you can find out what you sent them last time. Or another thing, I guess you could use that Evernote. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
I've really enjoyed
yeah.
using that. You
uh-huh.
keep track of everything you sent, notes on all your customers and what you sent them in the past,
and
right. so forth.
David just but, liked to write it down.
Well, if you get used to doing it one way, it's some people are better at the internet or the electronic stuff than others. I know that, but nothing. It doesn't get any simpler in pencil and paper, I guess.
That's right.
So. Well, that's awesome. Do you think it would make sense to maybe send some other gifts to people? What about gift cards or restaurant cards or something like that? You could do that,
you
right?
You could certainly do that, yes.
And I know as large companies, and I guess if you had a big enough customer, you could maybe buy them season tickets to the Dallas Cowboys or the Tennessee Titans or something, you know. I mean, there's big companies that do that, don't they?
That's true. That's very true.
send some of your customers or best dealers. I know, like, you're thinking about sending myself on a vacation trip somewhere, right? Because all this business.
Right. Sure.
But, hey, if you had a $100,000 order from somebody, you'd send them on a vacation, wouldn't you?
Oh, definitely would. Definitely. Wouldn't be a problem.
Well, Carol, I think thanks for helping us understand some of the things you guys have done. You got anything else you want to say about investing in those customers?
Well, I just think once you do it, you won't be sorry. They're appreciative of it. It makes them – what we felt like it did, Michael, was it made them want to keep ordering because they liked getting those gifts. And it just – they weren't even giving it a second thought to go to some other product or business. They wanted to stay with us because they liked getting those gifts.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and I imagine every one of your customers knows who their service and dealer is. Is that what you're trying to
exactly,
say?
Exactly. Exactly.
Have you ever ran into some that don't know who their service and dealer is?
I can't remember any. They all know us because we stay in front of their face.
Have you ever run into other Amsoil customers
yes.
that aren't yours that have no clue who their service and dealer is?
All the time. In fact, some of them will say, we don't have. We're just registered with Amsoil. We don't have a servicing dealer.
Oh, geez.
And we're in shock. We say, oh, yes, you do. You just call Amsoil and you can find out who it is, but you have somebody and you just don't know about them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a shock. That is really a shock. But we've run into so many people like that.
Well, it just separates the serious Amsoil dealers like yourself. The posers from the professionals, I guess. So,
yep.
Some
of them
we all
sign people up, and then they never, they never make contact with that person. So that person has no idea who they are.
Yeah.
So that's sad. It really is.
Yep. It's a vast, we've got a great product, but, without us dealers helping sell that thing, I don't know if anybody would know about it. So we're part of that pie. So we've got to do our part as taking care of our customers that we're making a commission off of and investing. And I'm sure you've gotten referrals from some of your other customers, haven't you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I think Robert Reeves is one of your referrals, isn't it?
I think so. In fact, we have a referral card that many times in the thank you cards that we send, we'll put that referral card in there, and we'll mm-hmm. tell them, we'll give them a free gift if they'll give us a referral who ends up being a customer.
Oh,
and that's
excellent.
Really worked well for us over the years.
That's a great idea, too. That's really good. So, mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate it, Carol. Thanks for that. I think this was a great call tonight, investing in our customers, and we can always do better at it, can't we? So don't
we sure
be afraid
can.
What happened in the past. Just start today and,
right.
you know, make a better effort, and, you know, none of us are perfect, right?
That's right.
I know
That's
I'm
right.
not. So.
Well, it's a pleasure to have been on, and I appreciate talking to all your dealers.
You're welcome, Carol. And when's your teleconference? It's Thursday.
It's April 17th, a week from this Thursday.
A week from this Thursday, and it's guess what? Now it's the same call-in number as the one you're
yes.
calling in now. So
yes, it is.
You don't have to find a different number. That's awesome.
We're going to have some people from Ames Oil Incorporated on our call.
Oh.
About
oh.
three of them.
We're going to talk about Agran. We're going to be talking about
yes.
natural gas engines, and we're going to be talking about Ames Oil U. Yeah,
yes.
excellent.
Yes.
So that's Thursday the 17th.
That's right.
And that's at 7 p.m. Central, same time as you're calling in now. So that's awesome.
Right.
Good deal.
Right.
Thanks again, Carol. I appreciate it.
You
and,
bet.
And we're looking for your call next week. So.
Okay.
Well, everyone, that ends this night's call. I appreciate everybody getting on tonight. It's been a really good call. Hope everybody got some ideas on helping some of their customers and taking care of them and investing in them. With that, I hope everybody has a great night. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye, Michael.
Bye.
Bye, Michael.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.